USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats on Tuesday continued to clash over a bunch of policy disagreements that have stalled President Biden's spending package. Democrats are looking at a new tax targeting hundreds of the country's billionaires to pay for the plan. Republicans point out the extra expense will be passed along to the American consumer. Top executives from ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, and Shell will face a House Oversight Committee on Capitol Hill Thursday as they are questioned with what their companies knew about their products and Earth's climate. The suspect in a fatal shooting at Boise Town Square in Boise, Idaho, died at a local hospital Tuesday. He was identified by police as 27-year-old Jacob Bergquist. Two people were killed Monday and two injured after Bergquist fired 18 rounds inside the mall before exiting. He then exchanged gunfire with law enforcement, injuring a Boise police officer and a woman who was inside her vehicle. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Biden administration is having a real struggle resettling the thousands of Afghan refugees being housed at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany was on Newsmax Tuesday.
I think they're having a real struggle at this point getting these people resettled. And I think it's partly because we've brought great attention to this. I think some of the charitable organizations that oftentimes do the resettlement, I think they're having second thoughts at this point because it is very clear the special immigrant visa process, which the Biden administration told us back in August, that's what they were going to follow, has not been followed. Less than 10% of the evacuees that came out of Afghanistan went through the SIV process. It is very concerning. I have not gotten an update directly from Fort McCoy recently, but we've seen some horrific events go on. Rapes, beatings, including of a United States soldier out in Fort Bliss. We're seeing these things happen. I think the American people are onto this, and they know it's a very serious situation.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Virginians will elect a new governor next week as Democrat Terry McAuliffe faces Republican Glenn Youngkin. The Washington Post fact-checkers have given the Democrat four Pinocchios, saying McAuliffe has widely exaggerated COVID figures. Journalist Joe Concha from the publication The Hill was on Fox News Tuesday explaining what that means.
Four Pinocchios, just so people understand at home, when the Washington Post does a fact-check, there is no fifth Pinocchio. Four Pinocchios is the absolute worst rating you could get in terms of did you tell a lie or not, and of course McAuliffe did. A campaign going worse than the McAuliffe campaign is going right now. Here you have a guy who sides with teachers unions against parents, says that parents should not have a say in what their children are taught, and continues to make, or at least tries to make, Glenn Youngkin Donald Trump's long-lost evil son, and that's not working. And it's hard to see what McAuliffe's positive bumper sticker message is. Like, what's he going to do to make people's lives in the Commonwealth better? And he doesn't seem to have one. So I think he thought this would be a cakewalk. It's Virginia, it's a blue state, but then the president's poll numbers went south, and it became an issues-based campaign, particularly on education. And Youngkin has all the momentum right now. The question is, will it be enough in a state that Joe Biden won by more than 10 points? We find out less than 1 week from now.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken spoke on the phone Tuesday evening with Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok after the military released him from custody. Blinken told Hamdok during their call that the Sudanese military must release all civilian leaders in detention and to ensure their safety. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.